we were just played that for the hour?
We could. It's freeform radio. We can do whatever we want.
With the skip in it and everything?
Yep.
What up, everyone? It's like 6:05-ish.
Pretty good. Pretty
Friday.
Good.
Friday. We're making good time so far.
That's right. That's right.
Time for Shut Up Weirdo.
This is Shut Up Weirdo.
Whatever, dude.
What?
Not you.
My name is Michelle.
And I'm Frangry.
And we're here from 6 to 7. Two girls having a good time on a Friday night.
I'm raw dogging it tonight.
What does that exactly mean to you?
I'm sober. Oh. Stone cold.
I usually
I'll probably be nicer, and this will probably be less fun.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't drink anymore because I drive.
Yeah, I know. But you're still funny on the air sober.
Thanks.
I don't know if I'm going to be, but I guess we'll find out. We have a topic.
A real one.
Well, yeah, Chris from Brooklyn just said, please have a real topic tonight.
I noticed you got mad at the comments board, so I had to look at them. If you want to go on the comments board and give posi vibes only, go to WFMU.org.
Thank you.
Click on the link that says playlists and comments. You don't have something nice to say,
don't say anything at all. Chris from Brooklyn.
Jesus.
First one on the comments board. Embarrassing.
Yep.
Jeez, that's not the energy we're bringing here.
That's right.
All right, tonight's topic is... What award did you win? Yay! I have high hopes for this show.
I know you do. I can't wait to see them crushed.
Do you think they're going to get... They probably will.
It depends what kind of callers we get.
I really do have high hopes, though. I'll wait until I drop those. I won some stuff once.
What'd you win?
I won a poster contest when I was a kid, and I got a $50 savings bond.
What'd you make a poster of?
I think it was, like, fire safety stuff. I don't remember.
Ooh, danger.
Oh, lovely, dude.
What?
Oh, man. Get me out of here.
That we can't have nice things. It's ridiculous.
God. Pen just leaked all over me.
On your pretty shirt?
I won most likely to stop traffic.
In graduate school.
Can you believe that?
So weird.
I was 24 years old. Like, at the graduation.
I can't believe they let you do that.
It's like a real school. I didn't even know they were, like, doing that.
Who voted?
I don't know. I guess we voted, and maybe I just don't remember.
That's crazy.
My mom was so proud of me. She elbowed me and was like, I've won prettiest, too. And I was like, Mom, this is so embarrassing.
That is so embarrassing.
And then my best friend at the time won most likely to be seen at a bar, and her mom got up and left.
My mom would have been pissed.
And didn't talk to her for weeks.
Yeah, like spend all that money on school and then...
She really was always at the bar, though.
But then they knew that. They could smell her.
I don't think they knew that.
I almost just said her name.
Don't say her name.
I know.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is what award did you win? We have some rules. We want real awards.
Yes.
Or funny awards.
Yes.
We do not want to hear about the JV basketball tournament you won in, I don't know what grade that is. We don't care about that. We want an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, a Tony, a Nobel Prize, a Stanley
Nobel
Cup.
Prize.
Olympics.
Do you think anyone has gone to the Olympics of our callers?
Someone has to. If I get an EGOT tonight, I will be the happiest woman in the world.
Well, then let's get you that EGOT.
I need to get an EGOT tonight. If anyone listening knows someone who won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, or a Tony, you text them right now and tell them to call Shut Up Weirdo. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is what award did you win? What did you win, Michelle?
I won in fourth grade a... 6 horseback riding lessons because we had a contest of who could draw the best horse in class.
Uh-huh.
And you know how I'm gifted.
Of course.
I couldn't draw the legs very well, so I put a fence in front of it. And
Genius! Had it
eating from an apple tree.
That's my girl. Problem solver.
Always thinking.
We've got a problem solver in our midst.
That's one of the only things I've ever won besides pinball stuff, but I've never taken a first on pinball.
No Stanley Cups?
No Stanley Cups.
No, what's the tennis tournament called?
Wimbledon.
None of that?
No Wimbledons for me. You don't want fake awards, like...
Oh, no, that's the other thing.
My boyfriend gave me an award of girlfriend who's ever cried the most.
No, and if one single person calls in and is like, I want a Shut Up Weirdo t-shirt, like, goodbye.
Oh my God, goodbye.
I'm hanging up on you. Also, we need people to call. Guys, any, like, just call with your awards. I know you guys want some dumb stuff. Come on. 201-209-9368. Did you win $5 in the lottery? Did you win something at a bar once? Did you win, like, top score on Pac-Man when you were a kid and we were, like, so pumped? Come on, guys. Like, this isn't that hard.
Yeah. We know you're a bunch of losers, but you're not that big a loser.
Yeah, you even win stuff in the loser categories.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of stuff we want.
No participation awards.
No, obviously not. That's not an award.
201-209-9368. We want to hear about what you won. I hope someone won, like, a pie-eating contest.
Yes!
Threw
this
up
is
all
what I'm talking
everyone.
About.
Like,
that's okay. Are
stand
we ready?
By me.
Let's do this.
I'm ready.
Let's do this. All right, here we go. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi.
And the award that I got was in college, and I got Best Excuse for Missing Rehearsal.
Nice.
And, I was in the psych ward.
Oh.
So it says best excuse from missing a rehearsal.
You're on the list.
Wait, you were legit in the psych ward?
I was legit in the psych ward.
Did they know you were in the psych ward?
Why did they think that was a good idea?
It was, well, I mean, the psych ward was a great idea.
Well, yes.
The award, it was our theater award ceremony. And so we had legit awards, but then we had, like, the fun awards. But, yeah, I still have the certificate.
That is awesome.
It's amazing. I laughed. My thank you speech was, I couldn't get here without all of you. So
that's, you're on the list.
Okay, this is setting a high bar.
Setting a tone. We
first
like it,
call
Kelly.
On the list. You said this is Kelly?
This is Kelly.
Kelly, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
All right, have a good one. Glad you're out of the psych ward.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That's awesome. That's exactly what we're talking about.
I'm scared because it's like it might only go downhill from here.
I love her speech.
201-209-9368. What award did you win? Wait, what was the speech again? I couldn't have gotten here without all of you. Yeah.
I always wanted to give a speech and then say, and I'll always look down on all of you with great fondness.
Yes. Ooh, and a thank you speech is a good show topic, actually.
Oh,
but we're
not
doing that tonight.
No, not tonight.
Hi, you're...
They got intimidated by Kelly.
Ouch. I already have my full tree, Dino de los Muertos, so call now. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, yeah. Once I was in high school at debate camp, and my partner and I won. And I knew we didn't win, but I knew that the coach was kind of, our coach was running the show. And so I ended up quitting debate after that because of the bad taste in my mouth, and I shouldn't have.
There's such a thing as debate camp?
And why did you win when you weren't supposed to win?
Because his coach was cheating. Favoritism.
Oh, that's messed up.
So, yeah, I mean, it really, in retrospect, kind of effed my life up.
Okay. No cursing. All right, have a good one. The guy doesn't seem like a debater to me.
Did you know anyone who went to space camp?
No, they took us to Cape Canaveral on a weekend trip when I was a kid.
There was, like, the kids who went away on the summer to space camp.
Were they really at space camp? Or
yeah,
were they in psych
wards? They rode the centrifuge and they floated in fake space.
No, I don't know anyone who did that. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what award did you win? Come on, guys. You got this.
I know we have an Emmy winner.
I know we do, and I know we have a Grammy winner. Hi, you're on the air.
Me?
Hi, yes, you're on the radio.
Oh, my God. Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. So this one has just a little backstory, which is basically that in my high school friend group, there were two bullies, right? There was, let's call him Mike,
uh-huh.
who was who bullied me but was also my friend.
Okay.
And there was, let's call her Ayla, who bullied everyone else but not me for some reason. And so when it was time to choose the awards for the yearbook, Mike petitioned the whole school behind my back to make me and Ayla the cutest couple that never was. And he went around to the whole school, and then we won cutest couple that never was, and we had to take a picture together, and it was very embarrassing for both of us.
Wait, but I don't understand why it was so embarrassing.
Well, because she was a bully, and no one really liked her.
Oh, I see. So you had to, like, pose for this photo with this person that everyone hated.
Exactly.
And why didn't she want to pose with you?
She probably liked you.
She wasn't as against it as I was.
Oh.
Oh, she had a thing for you.
Who knows?
I hope she's listening now.
Maybe that's why she didn't bully me.
And you guys get married. Maybe she's learned.
Anything's possible.
Exactly.
I'm not sure
where that. All right, have a good one, buddy.
Thanks.
Call us, 201-209-9368. What award did you win? Michelle knows someone who won an Emmy, and I know someone who won a Grammy, and I told my buddy he better call, so he better call, and then all we need is an Oscar and a Tony.
I knew a girl who got voted most likely to die in our high school yearbook, and 10 years later, she OD'd.
Okay. Well, on that note, the show's over.
Just can you believe they let that be a category in the high school yearbook?
No, it's like these people are bananas. They wouldn't do that now.
No.
Everyone's woke now.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. What award did you win? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
I fully know, my name is Steve in Brooklyn. I know you might need to bump me for this for reasons which will become obvious, but I have been nominated for 2 Grammys, but never won.
Okay, well, you're almost there.
Always a bridesmaid. Tell us more.
Right. I fully understand. There are 2 different categories, 2 different years, 2 time losing. No awards for that or money. But, you know, maybe it's something. If you need to complete it, that you got, like, there can be a, you know, maybe a close.
Nope.
No, they have to be winners.
Doesn't count.
But we're proud of you.
I understand.
Yeah, we are. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
I'll see who picks up out of the friends list.
Okay.
All right. See if you know anyone.
Text
them
all.
Think real hard. Yeah. Someone's got to know someone.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one.
Wait, that counts if you know someone who won an Emmy?
Well, no. If you know someone who won.
Oh, text them.
Text them and tell them to call.
Okay.
201-209-9368. Jeffrey in Ottawa on the comments board says he knows.
Ottawa, dude.
Oh, sorry. I always do that. I think I did it on your show. Didn't I do it on your show?
Did you?
On your marathon show, and you made fun of me. I'll never know how to say that word. Say it again.
Ottawa.
Ottawa. It's weird.
Ottawa.
Jeffrey in Ottawa says, I know someone who won the Price is Right showcase. That's cool. I want that person to call.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. 201.
I always wanted to spin that big-ass wheel.
Me too. 201-209-9368. What award did you win? Call us. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
Chris,
what's
from
up?
Brooklyn.
We're mad at you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's questionable. It's sketch. Okay, I put the wrong comment on your board tonight.
Mm-hmm. Negativity,
so
yeah.
But anyway, way back there in seminary school when I was in Little League, right, we had, like, the baseball team thing going on, and my first year, I don't know, I don't get how the EGOT thing, how's the EGOT thing working with this topic tonight?
We need someone who's won an Emmy, someone who's won a Grammy, someone who's won an Oscar, and someone who's won a Tony.
We're putting together an EGOT.
Tatum O'Neill was an Oscar winner for The Sting, and the year that I was in Little League was the Bad News Bears, and she was the star of that movie. And my team were the Brewers. And the Brewers were like, we were like the classically, truly bad, awful team that never won a game. But we had the greatest time of our lives, right? Like, the coach was a friend of my brother. And we were little kids, and we'd have, like, little beer parties.
So what'd you win?
Wow, this is a long story.
Yeah, you're poo-pooing on our topic on the comments board, and then you call in with a 25-minuter. Can you get to the end of the story?
End of the story is that we had such a blast playing baseball. I got most team spirit because I was always sitting there screaming at the other kids when
Absolutely
I wasn't on the field.
This
hung up.
This is literally at the beginning of the show when he was busy typing mean comments. He didn't hear that we didn't want anyone saying,
I was on a JV team and I won this.
Amen. Yeah. That's what happens.
Ring the bell.
You know what?
Period.
I am ringing the bell. 201-209-9368. For those of you listening, that was an example of what we do not want.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hey. Yeah, hi. Sorry. 30 years ago, I won an all-expense-paid trip for two to Nassau, Bahamas.
Nice!
For what?
Yeah, how?
Well, it was an award by my large corporate employer for selling the largest computer system in the Southeast.
You're a salesman.
Wait, that's cool. Was the trip fun?
The sale was more than $1 million.
Good for you.
Well, I didn't.
Well, good for your company that's destroying the world.
What this did, it taught me that corporations are really screwed up with their priorities.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't do nothing. I did very little. And I won this tremendous award. It taught me about effort versus reward.
Yeah, but was it
all
fun?
All I did was accompany this young man from a small university to Boston.
Okay, have a good one.
Congratulations.
All right, guys, y'all also need to learn how to tell a freaking story.
The show's only an hour long.
201-209-9368. All I wanted to know was if the trip was fun, but we couldn't get there.
All I want to say is that if you're working for a big evil corporation, check your company matching program.
And donate to WFMU. Yeah.
Company matching. Billions of dollars are left on the table.
You're right. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. This is Jimmy from Ottawa. How are you all?
What's up,
Is this
Jimmy?
My Jimmy?
Yes.
This is my Grammy win!
Oh.
Tell us, Jimmy. Tell us about your Grammy.
You're screaming.
I'm excited.
I accepted into Little League. My skills were so poor. But, I worked in music business for a while, so I appreciate the earlier caller that almost won a Grammy.
In his face!
Nominated, so, you know, it's a thing to be nominated.
All right.
Wait, but Jimmy, tell us the kicker.
So I worked for a while in the music business, and I was lucky enough, you know, I mean, most of the people that do the work in that business are doing it because they love the work, and I just got lucky enough to work on a couple of projects that did actually win Grammys.
Now, tell us.
I won two.
Exactly. Whoa. That's the kicker. Two Grammys.
Wow.
So now you got your G out of the EGOT.
Okay, G is done. Jimmy, you're on the list. If we get the rest, you're getting a free T-shirt.
What categories did you win in?
Yeah, tell us.
What category? One of them was Latin Grammy for Best Flamenco Artist. And the other one was oddly... best classical crossover album with Bela Fleck.
Yeah. Isn't it cool?
Yeah, very cool.
I know
I've
it's
had a
so
strange,
cool.
Strange career. Yeah.
Congratulations!
Congratulations! You're a musical
Thank
genius.
You.
Listen at the end of the hour. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
Nice.
That's
All
my
right,
buddy Jimmy. Now we need an Emmy, an Oscar, and a Tony. We gotta get it.
I'm trying.
I'm going to ring the bell for the Grammy.
Okay.
I like the bell.
I know.
201-209-9368. Robin on the comments board says, Harvey Weinstein, call in. I'll take it. Does he have an Oscar?
Isn't he dead yet?
I think he's like half dead in Rikers.
He should rot in jail.
If he has an Oscar, he should call. 201-209-9368. Call us and tell us what award you won, but specifically also call us if you have an Oscar, an Emmy, or a Tony. Ready?
Ready.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
So I have a crazy award that I won. My parents entered me in a baby beauty contest when I was a year old. I have a trophy with a golden baby on top of it. But I actually got runner-up, which is the
Ouch!
Worst part.
Ouch! It's like you're the cute baby, but not the cutest baby.
Exactly. And I still have it, which is weird. Like, yeah. My parents wanted to keep it for me to remind me that I could have been the most beautiful baby, but
you should
I'm not.
Keep it. That's hilarious.
Are you still pretty?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think I was cuter as a baby, but I guess not enough.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
That's a good one. What's your name again?
Candace. I called last week about that awful ice cream you guys hated.
Oh.
I had to make it up to you.
Thank you.
Nasty.
Appreciate
it. All right. Have a good one, Candace.
You too. Bye.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what award did you win?
Second cutest baby.
That was so mean. They should just, like, give it to one baby. Yeah. You don't need a second runner-up.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. So I won the
Oscar?
Huffy's Tavern Limerick Contest. The prompt was, there once was a girl from Tribeca.
Uh-huh. Go. Hit us.
All right. There once was a girl from Tribeca who wished every cab was a Cheka. For in that classic car, you could lie back so far, it was easy to be a home wrecker.
Nice.
Very, very good.
What's your name, buddy?
We should have a limerick show.
We should, actually. What was that?
Jeff.
Jeff, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt. Say it again.
Okay.
Yeah, say it one more time.
Which? The limerick?
The limerick, dude, yeah.
There once was a girl from Tribeca who wished every cab was a Cheka. For in that classic car, you could lie back so far, it was easy to be a home wrecker.
I love the end, a home wrecker.
Home wrecker.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Cool, thanks.
Have a good one.
You too.
Write down limerick show.
I wrote limerick homewrecka.
Okay. Don't forget that's a good topic.
Oh, you want me to write that down? We only have two shows left.
Yeah, we only have two shows left. 201-209-9368. What award did you win?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'll keep this quick.
Oscar?
I know you're, like, quick. I joined, when I was younger, I joined the Navy to pay for medical school. And then I got through medical school and I decided that I no longer believed in military. So I went to court and said I was a conscious objector. And then I won my court case. And then I no longer had to pay for medical school and I didn't have to go to the Navy. But
wait,
yeah,
what is a conscious objector?
It means you don't believe in violence or the military at all.
You were already in the Navy?
So that's how you got out?
Yeah.
But they paid for your school?
Yeah.
Wow.
So are you a doctor now?
It was a pretty expensive award.
Are you a doctor?
Yeah, I don't want to say too much more, though, but yeah, that's the story.
Cool!
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I support this.
You're a real disruptor.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, we like you, buddy. Congrats.
All right, have a good one.
Damn the man.
I like it.
Yeah, that was cool. I like it that he said, I don't want to say much more.
He's got secrets. I like it. 201-209-9368. Call us and tell us, what award did you win? And don't forget, we're looking for Emmys, Oscars, and Tonys so we can complete our EGOT by the end of the hour. I'll be so happy.
What if we get three of them?
Oh, I'll still be happy.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi. Well, I was at camp, and, you know, they give out awards, and I won the Flying Finger Award.
Should we have muted him?
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out if this is a dirty call or not.
Dirty?
What does that mean?
Sportsmanship. I have a keen sense of justice, you know.
Oh,
when you...
God.
Flip someone the bird. It's like the flying finger
award. You got an award for flicking people off?
No,
yeah.
You got an award for bringing justice and getting people in trouble.
Snitches get stitches.
Kid who tells on another kid's a dead kid.
No, it's more like the authorities, you know, the referee, the...
All right, have a good one.
See ya.
201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Michelle, FriendGrade, it's Handy.
Hi, Handy.
Hey, I'm calling from San Francisco. Crazy.
You're in San Francisco?
Yeah, Kate and I are out here to go to a wedding.
Oh, hello.
So I won a major award.
Oscar?
For writing poetry.
Oscar!
It's not Oscar,
Tony!
I assure you.
Nobel Prize.
Calm down.
Sorry, I'm excited.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a friend who won a Nobel Prize.
Tell him to call.
Oh, my God, tell him to call.
I did. I actually texted him and told him to call
it. Okay, thank you. Keep going.
Yeah.
Tell us about your poetry.
Well, I think a bigger deal is the one that Kate won for writing when we were in grad school. She won two of them. She wants me to be explicit about because
okay,
it later
you,
she later revealed to me that after she won it, I ran across campus when I saw her and picked her up and hugged her and was telling her, like, you won. It's so amazing. And she was like, no guy has ever been nice to me like that before. He might be a keeper.
I thought you were going to say, I want to break up with you.
Oh, Michelle.
I'm just kidding. That's a really cute story.
Yeah, that was revealed later in life.
Excellent.
But then I won a big enough poetry prize that I think I was the world's highest paid poet for 1 year and didn't have to work for like 8 months.
Oh my God, that's huge.
Tell us, what's the name of the prize?
It's called the Whiting Award.
I'm writing this down so I can look it up.
That's awesome,
yeah.
Andy.
And like somebody nominates you for it. Once you're nominated, you got a good chance of winning. And I happen to have a professor who liked my work, and he had won it for his early novel, and he submitted me, and then I got it, and I was like, this is amazing.
Well,
and it was the first time, like, I ever had money. I could do something like pay off bills and leave
so
the country
cool.
briefly. Go to Europe.
Europe! All right, well, congratulations to a power couple.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Have fun at the wedding. Don't get too drunk.
All right.
Get wasted. Have a good one.
People do terrible things.
Wait,
at weddings.
Did you know the limerick was Jeff?
No, I didn't know that was his voice.
Yeah, me either. We had no idea that was you, Jeff. You're still in the running. Staff can win. We don't care. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Oscar?
I'm Jonathan from Florida.
Oscar.
And back a long time ago, when I was in high school, I won. Well, actually, I was runner-up in a poetry contest.
Runner-up doesn't
count. No, runner-up isn't winning.
What?
No, runner-up means you didn't win.
Well, I know, but my best friend Ken, well, he wasn't my best friend.
Sorry, buddy.
My friend Ken, he won the poetry contest, but I still got mine printed in the school newspaper.
Cool.
So it was a win for me.
Congratulations. Have a good one. No, guys, runner-up means you lost.
Yeah, it means you lost.
It's almost worse.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Than, like, not being anything. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. Are you guys still asking about awards?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Sorry, I had to walk my dog, so I missed part of the show.
Oh, no.
In my mid-30s,
Oscar,
I returned to community college, and I won a science award.
Nope.
Not an Oscar.
No,
not an Oscar.
Okay.
Not a Tony either. How about an Emmy?
Well, I got a
T-shirt
out of it.
Was it an Emmy?
You got a T-shirt out of it.
Yeah, and a hat.
What'd you do to win the award?
Everyone knows I went to community college.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's what you really won.
Yes, but I got a new job eventually, so I got
to work out. All right, good.
Congratulations.
All right, have a good one, buddy.
Have a great Friday night. I hope you're having fun.
Thanks. That was nice.
201-209-9368. What did you win?
Half an hour to get our EGOT.
We're 25% of the way there. Robin says her mom used to call them first loser.
Good for Robin. That's why Robin
really
turned out
really says a lot about
like
Robin.
That.
Yeah. 201-209-9368. Call us. Tonight's topic is, what award did you win? Runner-up does not count, just to clarify. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, radio. Cool. Hey, this is Gers in Cincinnati.
Hey, what's up?
I won an award when I was a wee lad, 1974, Respect for the Law Award. I still have the little bronze.
Oh, you dork.
Optimist Nerd. Club.
Who gave it to you? The cops?
The Breakfast Optimist Club of Ann Arbor.
Whoa.
Did you get
it? Where I met Ken Friedman, fiction editor Ken. So don't hang up on me yet.
Did you get beat up after you won the award?
No, because I was like at the junior light opera. I was a little stupid actor kid, and I was waiting outside the high school where we had practiced to get a ride home from my mom. And I saw these guys break in. These two bikers broke into the school and stole a triple beam balance, and we all know what that's used for.
And you snitched.
And I snitched. And I got a free pancake breakfast, and I got this stupid little plaque. And now, since then, I
have no friends
in that same pottery room, and then end up working at CBN with station manager Ken. So there you go.
You're a winner.
And but here's the other thing. I know an Academy Award winner His name's Eric Messerschmidt.
No, he needs to call.
No,
have a
no,
good one.
Nope.
That doesn't count. They need to call themselves. 201-209-9368. I mean, I thought for sure one of our listeners was an Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Duh.
At least an
At
Emmy.
At least a Tony. Come, everyone yeah. has a Tony.
Even I could get a Tony.
Ay, ay, ay. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what award did you win?
Maybe a kid has an Oscar-winning parent.
And the kid will call. I don't know if that counts.
Does it?
I think the winner needs to call.
What if the wife or husband called?
Look at this. Kelly posted her psych ward award.
Oh, my God.
It's hilarious. All right, cool. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I won a writing prize at Caltech, which is kind of like winning a prize for art at West Point.
That means it doesn't worth anything.
Oh, that's a good... is that a metaphor or
analogy?
What's the difference?
Simile.
It's not a simile.
Is it a limerick? Was it a limerick?
It's not a limerick. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations. But that's
it's,
not funny.
Well, I mean, it's just... the school is not known for its humanity.
No, we
yeah,
understood
we got
the
it.
Joke.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
All right.
Have a good one. Good Lord, where are the women? We definitely have an Oscar-winning woman listening.
We've got to.
201-209-9368. We just need, like, I don't know, Halle Berry to call.
Come on.
Does anyone know Halle Berry? She's a lady with an Oscar?
Yeah, she is.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Chicken.
Gosh darn it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, how wonderful. So, I just picked my dog up. You might hear him panting. Anyway, are you still doing the awards thing?
Yeah, what'd you win, buddy?
I think he already called.
All right, buddy. So, here's what I won. In the eighth grade, my language arts teacher told me that she said, we have a spelling bee coming up, high school spelling bee, for 9th through 12th graders. You should be in it. And I said, well, I've got track practice, eighth grade. She said, well, okay, well, that's too bad, because I think you would do a good job. So comes the day of the spelling bee, and I tell my track coach, hey, there's a spelling bee today, and I'd like to be in it. He goes, okay, go ahead. So I go ahead to the track, to the spelling bee, in my sweaty track, you know, shoes,
yeah.
Socks, shorts, T-shirt,
got everything. Okay,
got it.
And I go to the spelling bee. There's 65 kids there.
Oh,
I'm the smallest, the youngest. I win the spelling bee.
Awesome.
And, I know, it's probably my favorite award. I still have the certificate. It's from the 70s, and I still have a little trophy.
That's amazing. Congratulations, dude.
Thanks. I love you guys.
We love you too, especially now that we know you're a spelling bee winner.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Yeah. What's your name?
Doug.
Doug, I like your vibe. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. And Kirby's right here next to me, my dog.
All right, Kirby. Nice to meet you as well. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
He was surprised and delighted. He won me over.
That guy was having a great time.
He won me over.
Me too. He was driving me crazy with all the details we didn't need to know. But he was just thrilled.
I like when we said, good job, buddy, and
he was so excited.
Thanks.
He really was so proud of himself.
Yeah. That's nice.
Oh, that
I wonder
was so
what
cute.
That feels like.
Yeah, that was so nice. That made me happy. I don't even think I need my EGOT anymore.
Yes, you do.
Okay, yeah, I do. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I might be able to help out with the Emmy category.
Yes! Tell us more.
Don't get too excited.
I was part of the editorial team that won Best Editing for a docuseries for Pee-wee's himself.
So you actually have an Emmy statue.
I have a plaque. The editor got the statue.
But he got a plaque.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Like, you can put on your resume Emmy Award winner.
Yes.
I'll take it. What's your name, buddy?
My name is Ryan from Rhode Island.
That's the Emmy! All right, Ryan from Rhode Island, listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt, but only if we get our EGOT.
Okay. Also, I think they make you buy the actual.
Yes. Yeah. They do. They do. Suckers.
Which is pretty stupid.
What a bunch of jerks. All right. Have a good one. Yes. Okay. Bye. Oh my God. We just need an Oscar and a Tony.
A Tony's easy. Come on.
We should have like 10 Tonys by now.
201-209-9368. What did you win? And we're looking for an EGOT. We have an Emmy and a Grammy.
Oh man.
Getting close.
I need an Oscar and a Tony. But we'll also take regular awards. Yes. Call us. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I won my bowling league 3 years ago.
What'd you get?
And, well, we made a trophy for ourselves.
So
and
you...
they keep it next to the register, the cash register at the bowling alley.
What
which
was...
is where they shop Pretty Little Liars.
Ooh.
Wait, so is that the show you're watching?
Like
no.
I never saw it, but I bowl in the set from it.
That's cool. What was your team name?
Despair.
Michelle loves that.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, congrats on winning the trophy you made. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Do you get it? Despair?
I get it. Oh, wait, I got a funny one.
Like a spare?
Yes, I got the joke.
You weren't laughing.
I have another one I won.
Okay.
My mom took us to Napa Valley, and we went on, like, a tour of wine country. And I was, like, the youngest kid on the tour bus because why the hell am I in Napa Valley when I can't drink? So they gave me a job to do a raffle to win a bottle of wine. And guess who won it?
You.
Yep. But I did not cheat.
That's awesome.
There's a picture of me with it, like, so happy.
My friend... I'll just say his name. Bill was at a restaurant with his dad,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a really nice restaurant, and they have a contest where they give you a glass of wine, and they have a menu of like 300 wines, and if you can figure out which one it is, you get a bottle of the expensive wine.
And he did it?
And his dad was like, you're never gonna get this. Like, we're not gonna get it. And then he was like, figured it out and won.
And was it like a super fancy bar?
Yeah.
That's a cool win.
It's cool to beat your dad. Your
I would have put
thinks,
him on the list. Yeah. 201-209-9368. Call us. Tonight's topic is what award did you win?
Should I tell my friend who has an Emmy to not call because we already have one?
I guess.
Yeah. It's going to hurt
us. Was he going to call?
He said he was.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Mark from upstate.
What's up?
One year, my friend and I decided to throw an awards show for all our friends. It was a superlative.
Uh-oh, those are never good.
Oh, man. Well, we made it so that everybody was inclusive. So everybody that came got nominated. We had about like 60 people there. And it kind of ran the gamut from, you know, your standard best dressed, most likely to succeed, to person you most want to get drunk with and most likely to take their shirt off at a party.
It makes me really mad.
Those kind of things.
Great. Cool.
Wait, you're making Michelle very upset. Michelle, tell us what you're feeling.
So many things.
Like what?
Like, why does everyone need to win? Why are you throwing a party for yourself, giving everyone an award? That's so weird.
Everybody didn't win. Everybody was nominated.
Ugh.
why is it making you so mad?
I don't know, but I want to kill someone.
I'm sorry you weren't invited or nominated.
Maybe that's why she's upset.
Oh, mad.
All right, have a good one. Whoa, Michelle almost like strangled herself with the headphone cord.
I know. I'm having an inappropriate emotional response.
You really did. 201-209-9368. What did you win? That's tonight's topic. And we're also looking for someone who's won an Oscar. We don't care what category. And someone who's won a Tony. Come on.
I don't know why I got so mad.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. When I was in junior high, this kid started a rumor that I shot and bought all my clothes at the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
And he was on the yearbook committee. And so he submitted me for an award, and the award was Taurus.
Are you kidding me?
Taurus?
No, not kidding you.
Taurus. That is horrific.
Oh, yeah. My God. I hope that dude has gotten punched in the face like 100 million times since then.
He's actually dead.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad.
I don't. I'm glad.
your pants.
I love it.
What's your name, buddy, from the Salvation Army?
This is Bucci.
Oh,
that makes me
funny. Okay. Oh, my God.
Wait, oh, my God. That makes everything even better.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Can Bucci win, or is he disqualified?
He can win. It's so good.
All right, Bucci, you're on the list.
Well, that's amazing, Bucci.
It was really... really not great at the time. And the kid, I forgot to add this part. When I went to my home room the day, like the last day or second last day of school, someone put a bunch of trash on my desk. Like,
it was him?
I don't know.
Wow.
I assume so, yeah.
How did the teachers let that through?
Oh, man, people are so mean.
Well, that was amazing. God. That was
all right,
the best.
Bucci. No. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
You're on the list.
That was so good.
Oh, man.
That was so good.
That was good.
Oh, my God. That made
the cherry on top was it being Bucci. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. You guys still talking about awards, right?
Yeah. Yes. Do you have an Oscar or a Tony?
No.
God, you sound like someone who
I know someone with an Emmy, but I know you guys have that that you might call in. But no, when I was in college, I was the music director at my college radio station.
Cool.
And while I was there, we won the Marconi Award for best college radio station in the country.
Is that
That's
a good award?
Awesome. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah, so. What station?
I was WSOU at Seton Hall.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
All right. A good one.
I like that one.
Hi, you're on the radio. Oh, no, you're not. 201-209-9368. If you have an Oscar or Tony, call now. You'll get through. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you? I'm here to tell you about a story. Is he still talking about winning awards?
Yes.
All right. Well, I went to a private boys' school and played lacrosse there, and they were giving out the sports awards for the MVP and all that stuff. And my award was the funniest guy on the team.
Pervert.
That hurt kind of bad. That sucked. I wasn't looking for that award at all.
What did you want to win?
Oh, like a sports, like, you know, like for trying to be an athlete.
Yeah, but being funny is better than being an athlete.
Well, I wasn't trying. I was trying to play sports, and so that was kind of like, that's what it looks like, I guess, when I'm trying to play sports.
Well, I hope in hindsight you realize how much better that award is than a stupid sports award.
Well, yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
Okay, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Do you have an Oscar or a Tony?
No, but I do have film credits. I worked on Goodfellas.
No, that's
I worked on Ghostbusters 2.
That's not an award.
Well, it's close.
What?
Sorry.
No.
Got a crew jacket.
Bye-bye.
That's, you work in the business. That's nothing.
I mean, I've seen a movie that's won an Oscar.
I love television.
I mean, Emmy's for you.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. I love the people on the comments board being like, my friend won. Blah, blah.
Yeah, no one cares.
Text your friend immediately and tell them to call. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, do you have an Oscar or Tony?
I don't have an Oscar or Tony, but this is about a really small acting award I won once.
Okay, we'll take it. What was it?
Quick story, please.
Okay, quick story. I was not the big actor in high school. There were way more popular actors. However, I did this one scene at this festival where I played a guy who Walmart was taking over the world, and there was talking toilet paper talking to me, and me and my wife were trying to figure out what to do, and we're like, oh my God, how do we escape this? And we come home to our house, and our house has been replaced by a Walmart. And the festival liked it, and I got award for, I guess, best short something.
Wow, congrats.
What? I don't know.
The F. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'm Mehrad. I love the show. I won a Pulitzer.
No, you
tell us
not.
More.
I won it in 2024, illustrated reporting and commentary, and I got a paperweight and some money.
There's a Pulitzer Prize winner in our midst. Wow,
yes.
That's so cool.
Oh, I want a Pulitzer.
Yes, I love your show. The ice cream episode made me laugh quite a bit.
Really? We didn't like that one that much.
I did. What the heck? I mean, it wasn't Pulitzer worthy, but it was funny.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Medar, M-E-D-A-R.
M-E-D-A-R. Oh, cool name. All right, awesome.
Yeah, congrats. That is so cool. You're the smartest person we know.
Yep.
All right, have a good one.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. Hi, you're on the radio.
That's better than a Tony.
Hi, I worked on last exit to Brooklyn with a sound guy named Tony Starbuck, and he gave me a painting, so I do technically have...
I'm not.
I don't know.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, I won. Do you guys know what the Bozo show is?
Yes.
No.
Okay, good.
Did you win the grand prize game? Did you win the grand prize game?
Michelle, sorry.
Did you win the grand prize game?
No, so you probably only know Bozo Buckets, right?
Yeah, that's the only fun one.
Okay, well, I was a kid back in the 80s, and I did Bozo's tissues.
Oh, I don't know that one.
This one was, which kid could pull the tissues out of the box the quickest?
The fastest.
Okay, so kids are doing left, right, real quick. I grabbed in, I went submerged, I pulled the whole stack out, and I said, I won.
Did they say you cheated?
Another problem solver.
Well, they didn't tell us the rule.
So that's on them.
All right, congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. Congrats on that.
Okay, have a good one.
You never watched the grand prize game?
No, but I support people who win for being smarter than the rest.
10 minutes left to get your EGOT.
Gosh darn it. We got a Pulitzer, dude!
It can be an EGOP.
No. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, I was told I needed to call this number.
Yes.
I'm a winner.
What did you win?
I've won lots of things throughout my life.
All right, come on, hit us with the Oscar or the Tony.
I was close to a Tony.
No, that doesn't count.
Who told you to call?
Nope.
They said sometimes the attempt is okay.
No.
We didn't.
Goodbye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay, eventually if I keep calling, I'm going to have my whole film.
Oh, my.
201.
Do not call again, sir. Do not call again. I will kill you.
I'll block him.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what award did you win? We are still looking to round out our EGOT. We need an Oscar winner and a Tony winner.
Sorry, I'm obviously not going to kill anybody.
And I don't know how to block anyone.
Okay, but please don't call again, sir.
I'll just keep hanging up. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello? Hi, girls. I am not an Oscar winner, but I am a personal assistant for someone who has won an Oscar.
Can you call that person and tell them to call 201-209-9368?
Can you tell us who it is?
Can just tell you what it rhymes with.
Okay.
Trouble Deep.
Trouble Deep?
What?
Did you say...
Cheryl... Deep.
Meryl Streep?
Oh, I'm kidding. This is Robin. I just wanted you guys to feel good.
We really believed you. Don't play with our emotions.
Damn. God, we believed you.
I mean, right.
It wasn't going to count, but it was cool anyway.
Yeah.
All right, you played that well, you jerk.
Robin.
I know, sorry.
It's okay.
She couldn't even keep doing it. She felt bad.
Yeah.
Bye.
Too smart for her own good.
So mean.
201-209.
Her mom did that to her.
Our moms did this to us.
I'm fine. I'm chilling. 201-209-9368. Call us. What award did you win?
7 minutes.
We can do this. We've done much bigger things
in
7 lives.
Minutes. Yep, we have.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I worked on Goodfellas. Come on.
I'm on.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I won the baseball camp talent show by singing with my mouth closed.
Can you
do it now?
Can you do it?
What's that?
Do it right now.
What?
Do it right now.
Oh, okay.
It kind of sounds good.
You try.
This is terrible. 201-209-9368. We're going to get Oscars for this show.
That's right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. I won Employee of the Month
It was a pretty big company. It was like 100 people.
What, Blockbuster Video?
They had this big meeting to give the award. I didn't even know what was going on. I walked in late as they were calling my name, and I walked down the aisle looking at people going, I have no idea what this is for. And then I got the award, and I was laid off like 3 months later.
They're idiots then. You know what I'm learning today?
What?
Is that, like, people are really excited to win things.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't even really care what it is.
I love winning.
It's so weird. I've never cared. Interesting. All right, thanks. Have a good one. Like, they're, like, actually excited to tell us all these stupid stories.
Yeah.
Weird.
Winning's amazing.
201-209-9368. What award did you win?
Oh, my God. We only have 3 minutes.
No, we have, like, five.
Four.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I have to tell you, you guys are fabulous. If you had a podcast, you would make so much money.
Ew.
And maybe...
Ew.
That's like telling an Oscar winner they should go on TV.
Yeah. Maybe you're... Yeah. Oh, sorry, sir. That's not a compliment. Figure out why. Goodbye.
Was that the same guy who was calling about his roster?
No, it's a different guy.
I bet you this is him. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, that's great. I'm a Emmy Award winner, and my friend Mary Chiarelli told me to call in here.
What Emmy did you win?
I won a remote sports production, audio engineer.
Good for you.
That's cool. Yeah. Do you have a statue or a plaque?
Statue.
Nice!
Statues and plaques. I've got a bunch of them.
Is it heavy?
No, not at all. It's very cheap, plasticky, and it costs me money to get them.
What do you mean it's plasticky?
You have to pay for them.
No, I know that part.
Oh.
Yeah, we know you have to pay for them.
They're only painted gold. They're not gold. Only that much.
Oh, my God, how tacky.
Maybe, like, the people who really win get a gold.
He really won.
Well, you have to go on stage to get the heavier...
Real
one.
Yeah.
But, you know, they give out a lot of awards.
All right. That's cool. Congrats. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Oscar or Tony?
Rushman Superlative.
Hi, you're on the radio. Oscar or Tony?
On August 14th, 2026, I won the Shut Up Weirdo Show.
201-209-9368. What award did you win? Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. I got an award in college for student government.
For
and,
best accent?
What we did is we had a dinner.
You had a what?
We had a dinner. So we invited the plus guests, each homeless person.
What? You had a dinner and you got a plus one and you all invited homeless people?
Yeah, we had an awards dinner.
Oh, that's nice, cool. Actually. All right, have a good one. All right, we got to go through the list. We did not get our EGOT. That is okay. We've got Kelly with the best excuse was the psych ward. We've got Jeff M. with the limerick with home recca. And we've got Mr. One and Only Bucci, who won poorest.
Kelly and Bucci are the winners.
Kelly and Bucci. Well, Bucci will give you a t-shirt, but Kelly, email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
Pick up a few times and say Oscar or Tony and then hang up.
Oscar or Tony?
I once asked you to get pregnant.
Oscar or Tony?
Neither, Mike.
Hello? That's it. That's okay. All we got.
All right.
No Oscars, no Tonys. There's always next week, yeah. I guess.
There's only two more weeks.
Well, congrats to the Grammy winner and the Emmy winner.
Yes, congratulations.
Jimmy and Ryan.
They get t-shirts too?
No. No, I'm just saying it's cool to win that.
Yeah, it's cool to win, but no t-shirt.
Nope, Kelly wins the show.
All right, congratulations, Kelly and Bucci.
And Bucci, yeah. All right, that's it. Bye.
But we have a minute and a half left.
Okay, I have one call. Oscar or Tony?
Hi, are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you because that's what we want.
Emmy, I'm going to put it on. It's an Emmy. Hang on a second.
What are you going to put on? I don't understand.
Hello?
What? You have an Emmy?
Yes.
What is it for?
Best nonfiction special for Gettysburg. That was on the History Channel.
Oh, cool.
Do you have a plaque or a statue?
Statue.
Hell yeah! that's my girl.
The heavy one or the light one?
It's heavy.
Yeah.
Nice and heavy.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, sister. Congrats. You deserve it and many more.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate that.
All right. Have a good one.
That's awesome.
Thanks. You too. All right.
I hope she gets 100 of them.
Yeah.
Like the ladies.
All right. That's it.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how to turn off this playlist.
Did you finish the song?
I don't know.
I can do it later. All right, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. My name is Michelle. Her name is
Frank Green.
And we'll be back next week for another hit show. Please stay tuned for Billy Jayon.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, we are live on the radio. How's it going, my man?
Yo.
Senior Gigio, we are coming to you live from Telegraph Avenue. This is part 6 in the series live from Telegraph Avenue today. We are at the corner of 47th and Telegraph Ave in Oakland, California at the East Bay Depot for creative reuse. And we got some guests. We're going to talk to Anna, the manager of the store, and also her assistant, Adrienne. And also we've got Kelly Joy Sanchez, who is a promoter and an activist from the Bay Area, who'll be stopping by. So, Gigio, you did a show last night?
Yeah, that's right. I was I rocked in the Mission in San Francisco at the Knockout, courtesy of Unagi, who was touring and visiting from Massachusetts, from Western Massachusetts, where he's at. And, he came with his ensemble with his crew, Dome Lettuce, a young rapper from Western Massachusetts, and his homie, his DJ Toro Bravo, and then I performed as well as D Wise from the Bums. It was a good show.
Sounds good. Let me ask you a question before we get on with our interviews and music today. Have you ever had grape banana bubblegum flavored ice cream?
I can't say that I've had the pleasure.
Because that came up in the topic of discussion, one of the topics last week's Shut Up Weirdo, which is just here for the summer of 2026. So enjoy it while you can. It's WFMU, Put the Needle on the Record, coming to you live from Telegraph Avenue from the East Bay Depot for Creative Reuse, live 4695 Telegraph Avenue in Oakland, California, for the next hour. Let's get on with some music. The Shut Up Weirdo Remix Project.
Broke again.
What?
We have like 1 minute.
We do have 1 minute. What did you break this time?
How do you think the show went?
Great.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. How
How do you think the show went?
Great.
Great. Bubblegum and banana all together. It sounds so good. So good.
That is the most disgusting thing we've ever heard.
How do you think the show went?
Grape, bubblegum, and banana all together.
I'm going to vomit. Grape, banana, and what? Bubblegum?
And bubblegum. Grape, bubblegum, and banana all together.
It's disgusting.
I'm going to vomit. The dog is stressed out.
That is so... Do one more. Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
All right, you have 10 seconds.
Literally.
Literally.
Hell yes! You also win a t-shirt.
I gotta go.
Stop talking! Wow. Oh my god, no. Goodbye, you're dead to us.
Wait, hold on.
Broke again.
What? We have like one minute. We do have one minute.
Bubblegum, and banana all together.
It's disgusting.
I'm gonna vomit. Wow. Oh my god, no. Goodbye. You're dead.
Wait, hold on.
Hey, yo, be a father. If not, why bother, son? A boy can make them, but a man can raise one. If you did it, admit it, to stick with it. Don't say it ain't yours, because all women are not whores. 90% represent a woman that is faithful. Ladies, can I hear it?
Thank
when
you.
A girl gets pregnant, her man is going to run around. Dissing her for 9 months when it's born, he wants to come around. Talking at him, sorry for what I did. And all of a sudden, he now wants to see his kid. She had to bear it by herself and take care of it by herself. And giving her some money for milk won't really help. Half of the fathers with sons and daughters don't even want to take them. But it's so easy for them to make them. It's true. If it weren't for you, then the child wouldn't exist. After a skis, there's responsibility. So don't resist. Be a father to your child. Be a father to your child. Be a father to your child. You see, I hate when a brother makes a child and then denies it, thinking that money is the answer, so he buys it a whole bunch of gifts and a lot of presents. It's not the presence, it's your presence and the essence of being there and showing the baby that you care. Stop sitting like a chair and have your baby wondering where you are or who you are. Fool your eyes, daddy. Don't act like you ain't, cause that really makes me mad, G. To see a mother and a baby suffer. I had enough of brothers who don't love the fact that a baby brings joy into your life. You could still be called daddy if the mother's not your wife. Don't be scared, be prepared, cause love is gonna get you. It'll always be your child, even if she ain't with you. So don't front on your child when it's your own, cause if you front now, then you'll regret it when it's grown. Be a father to your child. To your child. Be a father to your child. Be a father to your child. Put yourself in his position and see what you've done. But just keep in mind that you're somebody's son. How would you like it if your father was a stranger and then tried to come into your life and tried to change the way your mother raised you? Now, wouldn't that amaze you, to be or not to be? That is the question. When you're wrong, you're wrong. It's hard to make a correction, harassing the mother for being with another man. But if the brother man can do it better than you can, let him. Don't sweat him, Duke. Let him do the job that you couldn't do. You're claiming you was there, but not when she needed you. And now you wanna come around for a day or two. It's never too late to correct your mistakes. So get yourself together for your child's sake and be a father to your child.
Socially and above instrumentals that spoke of defiance, creativity.